right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends. Now, are the geese up there different from Canada geese, or is that like the same?
I think we have both. We have both because they migrate like in and out. You know, they're migratory, I believe. Mm-hmm. Are they not?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I got into a fight with a Canada goose.
Okay.
The big white ones one time.
Yeah. With the black head or whatever, or the dark. There's
a gaggle of geese. Boom! There you go. And this gaggle was just. I had to pass through this all asphalt yard to get from one part of the farm to the other, and these geese were gathering by a tractor, and one of them just kind of did the wings out.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, the strut. Fuck are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And he did the strut. I assumed he was the alpha goose.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen in videos, they kind of fly at you. Like, they come up and they fly.
It's
this
like
guy
hovering.
Didn't. This guy did not do that to me. He didn't like jump at me. He just wings up and moved like in really close with the you know, that noise that they make.
Yep.
And I fucking, me being the animal that I am, instead of the flight response, I chose the fight response, and I clocked this goose in the side of the head. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of took the punch.
Sure.
Because
dude,
the head is different from the body. It's a separate, I don't know, gravitational structure, and the head goes, but the body doesn't move at all. And I clocked it in the head, and it just kept going. And then it kind of eventually like went fucked off, because I also fucked off because I realized I couldn't impact it. I couldn't hurt it.
Because the head is basically mounted on this like piece of spaghetti that is able to absorb
massive
blows.
Amounts of force.
I fell into that. I actually fell into that that scenario as well, where I was going for the head. I was very young. I was probably 7, 6, maybe even younger. And my mother,
I was way older than that, by the way. I don't know if I clarified.
My mother. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. No, I was in a legit fight or flight. Like, now, if a goose comes at me, yes, it could be potentially very annoying. But I understand that I'm just physically much larger than the creature. But at the time, I was not that much larger, and it was horrifying. And so, yeah, it was fight or flight. I was going for the head. And my mother stepped in and I believe grabbed the neck, which looked ridiculous.
Yes, I've seen that on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
That you'll go for a neck grab.
You pretty
much wasn't concerned
to.
With grabbing the noodle either, but you have to. You do. Aaron, have you ever had a goose encounter?
I've had countless encounters with very violent birds. Geese, swans, regular birds.
Swans? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Swans are super territorial.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you go to a pond and you see a couple...
Where do you encounter a swan?
What's generating all these...
Just in ponds and lakes.
Okay.
So I
why are you having all these conflicts with birds?
Because I fish.
That's
freshwater fish.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, like, I'm trying to find that spot, and I'll get too close to a swan's nest, and they don't give a fuck.
No, they don't.
Both
really.
Of them. There's usually two.
They truly don't.
They will come at you, like... hissing, screaming, and I've gotten my arms bit, I've gotten my legs bit, and like, they don't just bite you, they hold on and they try to rip your flesh off.
Like an alligator.
Yeah,
Jesus.
The death roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring you underwater.
And just like you were talking about, you gotta grab them.
You gotta grab them.
Just gotta grab them by the neck and fucking throw them.
Swan are the biggest bird you've encountered besides me, I assume.
Yeah, I would say,
swans
pretty big. I haven't fought a peacock yet.
Are they bigger physically? I mean, I guess they have.
I think, I think they're
what
just more
intimidating. What about a duck? You ever
fight
a
ducks
duck?
Usually fuck off.
Ducks fuck
they're
off?
Very,
yeah, never had a fight with a duck. Never had a fight with it. A goose, Aaron? That was where we started. Any geese fights?
Oh, yeah. Canadian geese, They're nasty.
Yeah, right?
Especially when
they
have babies.
Yeah, they're nasty animals. They do the honk. What's really upsetting about geese is that the head is never where you want it to be. You know what
it's
I mean?
A spaghetti noodle.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That neck is really troubling.
It's
problematic.
It's rangy.
Yeah, it's very, like, he ducking and weaving the head while the body stays in the... It's very odd. Yeah. Like, it has a mind of its
own.
Yeah,
luckily they're stupid, and they usually extend their... Like, the few times I've gotten fucking hit up by geese, they'll extend their head straight at you.
Yeah, that is true. They do that, like, flying thing where they, go head first, like, headlong into their
target. Yeah, they're pretty
dumb.
That's
wild. I would love to get, like...
Pretty easy to parry.
Yeah, I would love to get the chance to have... Nowadays, I was probably 14, maybe, I don't know, 15 in that story that I just told. Today... I would love to get my opportunity to get charged at by a goose. Like, I could do a lot of damage to a goose.
Quickly.
Nowadays. Very... How, like, five geese. I think I could easily kill five geese before they posed a problem.
At the same time.
You know, the worst bird I ever thought was a rooster.
A rooster?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, for sure. That's a raptor.
Yeah, roosters are fucking
nasty. Oh, yeah,
that's
really quick. They're really quick.
Testosterone-filled monster. Yep. Yeah, no doubt. Oh, no doubt.
So five
it's
geese.
One of the reasons why I never wear flip-flops.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, if
that.
You stick your foot out to, like, go to kick it, I mean, like you said, they're a raptor.
You'll
they got those
that.
Fucking raptor claws.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
like,
yeah,
my foot
that.
Was fucked up to the point where, like, I should have gotten stitches.
Oh, yeah, my God. That's...
Like, I still have scars from the rooster on my grandpa's farm mm-hmm. that wow. I fought every time I visited.
See, you guys had that. There's bad blood. There's bad blood there.
I fought him every time I visited him. I fought
every
him.
Single time.
It was like Aaron going to prison. Like, he has to establish dominance every goddamn time
every
he goes to visit
time.
His uncle's farm.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
He gets out of the car, and the rooster's there waiting for him with a cigarette.
Motherfucker, like, I've been waiting for you for years.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Bird, I want to circle back to the five geese thing, because I think
geese?
I need a little bit more detail here. You think five geese at the same time or in succession?
You mean, like, I'd have to physically incapacitate one and then I get to fight the other? I think I could do them at one time. I think I could fight five committed geese at one moment.
I
yeah.
tell you what, you uh-huh. know, we've been talking talking
they'd
about,
hurt you.
No
they'd
way.
Hurt you bad.
About, we've been talking about Patreon content, and I feel like that, like, five geese,
me
five birds
geese.
Fight one bird, yeah, uh-huh. type thing would be pretty great.
I mean, if let's be completely frank here, I think I could fight 10 before sustaining mortal wounds. I'm easily convinced of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll
I don't want to sustain mortal wounds, so I think five would probably
you think that's
be enough
reasonable.
Of a show.
You think the reasonable
yeah.
option here is just to fight five geese and just get it over with?
Not to give my strategy away so
you
that they
would
don't...
look like a fucking... You would look like a battered housewife.
No way.
Like just
not
bruise
a
after bruise after bruise.
I think I would be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, the second you stop moving your arms to choke one out, that's when the other ones would get you.
Yeah.
They don't have that kind of coordination.
Do you think they would? Yeah, that's what I'm wondering is would they
ability.
Coordinate?
I don't think they would.
I don't know.
I don't think they would. Here's the thing with geese. They have a weakness. As we talked about, that noodle neck.
Yeah, the spaghetti.
I mean, the minute that you grab the noodle neck, you can use the body of one goose
as
to beat to death the other geese. Yeah. Right. So all I need is one good grab at that noodle neck, and the rest of them are finished. So it's to me, it's a matter of I would need to go for the noodle first.
Yeah.
Right. And then
you would
from
have to
there,
not get bit on that inside of your thumb, where mm-hmm. your thumb and your index
yeah,
finger,
web.
That fleshy part. If they bite uh-huh. that, you're fucked.
Well,
you're,
I could go at them
that
with an
like
open palm, and then when I contact the neck, I can then close my hand. You know what I mean? I could be. There's a lot of precautions that I could take for this. Hmm. They wouldn't be able to hurt me. Do they have sharp toes?
No.
Let me go look
I don't
that
think
up.
So. I don't think so.
No sharp toes on the geese?
Do they?
Yeah, they do. I think they got a little bit of a claw going on at the end of their web.
Let me see. Not more than a thumbtack. Really not a problem. Yeah, not an issue.
Okay. Maybe we'll look into that. Maybe we'll look into setting something like that up.
How hard could it... Let's check it out. Hold on.
I think here's
we got
the...
a little crack money came in.
Yeah, yeah.
A little
yeah.
bit of crack money came in from the police department. Let me check how much it would be to buy a goose.
Here's the deal when we're buying the goose in terms of purchasing and selecting the correct geese. I think that you need to have them as part of the same flock so that they would potentially operate in coordination.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, they may not care about the other geese being attacked by
Look
you.
Look at this. You could get... Oh, man. You could buy an African goose
okay.
for $12.97.
Hell yeah. That's sweet.
You can buy white Chinese geese for $12.68. That's even cheaper. You can buy super African geese for $40. Super African geese. And you can buy Roman tufted geese for only $18. These are very affordable prices for geese.
Yeah. That seems...
How hard would it be to come up with $200 to get me to beat a couple geese to death?
I don't...
And
see,
who would object except those who we don't really care about anyway?
But again, we just need them to be of the same flock so that they potentially do have the capacity.
Five white Chinese geese. Five.
Okay.
All right, I'll put the order
Are those
in.
The ones that look like they have hamburger meat on their heads?
Chinese goose.
God, there's just one.
No. No, they don't look like they got. They look like they got like bills on the top of their head. Yeah, like they got a big nose.
Oh, okay.
On the top of their head, I would fuck that thing
I think
up.
You gotta go.
Not a problem.
Yeah, my grandpa had some geese that looked like some fucking. I don't know. They got like red shit all over their head.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about because I think
They're not really nasty. They're just stupid.
Yeah, I think I was gonna get some of those for my house, like for just eggs and stuff.
Yeah, apparently they make really rich eggs.
Yeah, I think they do. I think you gotta go Canadian geese, my friend.
Canadian.
I think you, in terms of just sheer aggression, I think you got to go take it straight up the flagpole all the way up to the Canada goose. Because
I'm willing to do that, but I don't know if we can find a Canadian.
I bet you,
geese
if you go to your nearest
breeder,
pond, you'll find a couple swans that are always down to fight.
Yeah. Is it illegal to own a Canada goose? Let's get an answer here.
No, it's not.
It is not illegal to own a Canada goose. In fact, you might want to just think about handing them over to a wildlife rehabilitator. Okay. We got to get that license. We'll become wildlife rehabilitators, and then I will incapacitate geese for the entertainment of the listeners.
Do the exact opposite of rehabilitation.
Correct. Right. Now,
we want to table the geese discussion for a while.
I don't know. I don't know. Really don't know. I've got a... So I was reading a different news story. Man, Carr, I decided that since you took a vacation, I was also going to take a vacation. And
just
so I didn't pay attention to anything going on, and I feel great.
Me too.
I feel great. I think Trump is 2-0. That's one thing. Impeachment didn't go through. They gave up on that. They were like, let's call witnesses. Yeah. And then a few hours later, they were like, you know what? We're done. We don't even want to call witnesses.
Well, now they're forming a 9/11 type commission to investigate January 6th.
Oh, great.
Oh, God. What
good. Never forget.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Don't ever forget it. Don't forget 1-6.
Golly. I still don't even, I don't even associate ones. I see people write 1/6 and I still think it's like a tweet chain.
The day
like that's
democracy
the first of
died.
Six tweets coming. Yeah,
it's the day democracy fucking gave up.
What a fucking crock, dude.
If only.
A total crock. Right. Here's a news story I was reading. This guy, Bill Doris, died. He was some sort of rich person, some Nashville business person. He died at the age of 84, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he had a dog named Lulu, who was a border collie. They lived in Tennessee. And the dog is currently living a very comfortable life because he inherited some cash money
from
the old man who died. So this dog was originally hired to work the front door, like doing, you know, security because the guy didn't want to have a security, officer like protecting his house. So he bought a border collie to defend the house, but he also barely lived at home. Because he was always traveling because of his job. And so the dog was left in the hands of this woman, Martha, who was the de facto housekeeper and also his neighbor. And in the bill, where whatever it's called, what is that thing called? A will. There you go. Not a billion, but a William. A will was left. $5 million into a trust for the dog to take care of the dog.
That seems like a lot.
And the trust is in the care of this woman, Martha, who is supposed to take care of the dog until it dies. And she gets part of the money for doing that. And $5 million goes to the dog. And I read this story, and it was supposed to be a cute story. And all I was thinking was, where's my $2,000 check?
Yeah, I could see how that you just the immediate thought anger. Yeah. I can see that.
Now listen, this guy Bill Doris, I don't know what he did for a living to get wealthy. I'm sure he's a grand American success story. All I'm saying is the dog doesn't need all the five. I would love a couple of dollars, please, mm-hmm. and perhaps the government
you'll see
even.
You'll see the hammer and sickle just slowly unfurling in the background.
Hey, the dog doesn't need the five. Anyway, so that's what was going. That was the news story that I read, and I was like, you know what? Bill, I'm sure you're a great guy, and I'm sure your dog is great, too. And that's all I could think. That's all I thought. So, yep. Happy inheritance money to the dog. What do you think a dog does with $5 million?
I'm still not sure I understand the mechanics of what's happening in that situation.
Yeah, me neither. I don't really know this. Well, here's the thing. It was put into a trust for the dog. Okay. So it wasn't really given to the dog, but it was in all senses given to the dog. And I didn't get to see the document to specify what happens when the dog dies, because you're not ever going to spend $5 million on a dog. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it goes to this woman, Martha. But I thought it would be really funny if Martha doesn't get any of it besides like minor expenses.
Yeah, that'd be funny if if like she had to do certain things with the dog to get like train the dog to do certain things, like it has to know how to shake hands like before dying, like
that's $100,000.
That's 100. She has like bonuses. It's like playing like Sonic. Like you got to get the coins somehow. That'd be great.
That would be great if you could set the will up to do things like that. But the problem is Lulu's 8 years old, so it's not learning any.
Oh yeah,
tricks.
I know. That makes it all the more difficult. Makes it all the more difficult.
8 year old dog.
Yeah.
8 year old dog.
It is absurd. It seems that way. The other thing that's very absurd, I was looking for something I was looking for one article to read as you know, in the recent weeks I've been coming up with some things to put up on the bulletin board. Obviously I was skiing last weekend, so I didn't really have an opportunity to. So I went to one of my old haunts, Zero Hedge, and I began scrolling down. Yep. And I didn't get very far until I saw what I thought was an article, but as it turns out, it's an ad. And it's an ad to be the first to own this commemorative, quote-unquote, Space Force authentic United States currency. And it's a $2 bill.
What?
And I'm looking at it, and I can post it. Oh, proudpatriots.com. That's amazing.
It's fucking real.
It's real,
no.
And it's
glorious. It looks so bad.
I know. It's incredible. And so I'm thinking, I legitimately want this thing. I want this. I want to put this up on my wall. And when somebody says in 20 years, what was the last gasp of empire? I can just simply point to the thing that is mounted on my wall and say it was when we created a $2 bill for the United States Space Force. That is it. That was the day.
There is a Space Force bill
and
a Donald Trump 2020 bill.
Oh, my Lord. Is that right?
I got the link for both.
Are these
$15 and you can buy this $2 bill?
Is it legit tender? maybe it's not legitimate tender.
I think it is.
Oh, wow. Genuine U.S. legal tender. Oh, my God.
Yes, it's genuine U.S. legal tender.
We have to get these.
We have to buy these. Yeah. Okay, you got to put this. We need a way to be able to buy. We have to buy a Space Force bill and a Trump 2020 bill. We have to.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a Mount Rushmore colorized bill, and it's Mount Rushmore on the left, fireworks on the right, and Donald and Melania Trump in the middle saluting.
Oh, my Lord. Dude, you know what? I want to get two of these bills because I want to actually use them. I want to get some of this shit into circulation. This is incredible.
Oh my God!
The Space Force $2 bill is like, it looks like a shit post. It's amazing.
It's disgusting.
It's amazing.
It's an absolutely disgusting bill. Everybody, look this up. Go to the just look up National Collectors Mint Space Force $2 bill, and you'll find it. And it's like a Star Trek logo.
Yes.
In
the middle.
I assume that. Wait, is that really the United States Space Force logo?
I don't know. That raises even more.
And there's an astronaut There's an astronaut on the left of the bill, which is weird because Space Force doesn't exist. And so, whose astronaut is that? Because it's not Space Force.
Right. Yeah.
And then on the right, there's like. I'm not quite sure what that is going on there. There's a satellite, and then some sort of a
train
fictional scene.
Something.
something?
In a space station? Like, I don't. I guess.
No idea.
It's and it says always above.
And then on the back, it's just the regular $2 bill.
Is it?
Yeah. Wowza. I'm not going to make any points about this. Like, we're wasting our money. I don't care. This is spectacular.
It is. It truly is.
It is the ugliest fucking
thing.
This
is better than Harriet
Tubman
on the 20.
Listen,
it's so good.
You can get, if you scroll down, you can get 5 of these $2 bills for $100.
Wow.
And that's a great buy, in my opinion.
That is a great
the value
buy,
is only going to appreciate.
We really just need to, like, tell our listeners to give us money for shit, because this is the kind of stupid bullshit that we can burn these at Childeberg or something. I don't know. We can do lots of things with these.
Oh,
we can commit a federal crime against these bills.
The best thing,
that, right?
The best thing to do with them, the best thing, yeah, well, we could do that. The other thing that we could do is get a bunch of Donald Trump $2 bills and go down to, like, a local hippy-dippy, like, art store and try to buy stuff with it. That would be
Yes. It would be amazing to get the Trump 2020 bill and go to a Michael's.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just get these cotton balls, please? And you pop these down on the table. It's legal tender because he really was your president.
And they're like, all right, $6. And you're like, all right, that's 3 Donald J. Trumps.
3. Jesus. There's no dumber investment than that. Oh my God! Imagine paying $20 a bill so that you can give someone a $2 bill.
You would get so much more out of it. The ROI is immeasurable.
You know what the worst part is? We can't just print these ourselves. I mean, we can, but you know what I mean? Like,
they wouldn't be legal.
In order to do that gag, we would have to buy these bills. Otherwise, we would have to. We'd commit a crime on tape, which is probably not what we want to do.
We could buy the geese. We could buy the geese with these and bring both stories together, tie them together.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
dude, we would need to buy one goose. We would need 10 of these, that would cost.
We would need $1,200. We would need $1,000 worth of $2 bills to buy
the geese
to buy
dealers.
Canadian geese.
The geese dealers would be happy to have it,
dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're
it's a limit of 5 per, right? So we'd have to get a bunch of people to buy them using a certain amount of money, and then we can pay for the geese, record it in these bills, and then we can have the geese, and I can kill the geese.
Oh my God, dude. Are you still on the... Dude, if you scroll down further from the deals, there's fellow proud patriots and people who have taken selfies with these things. Dude, you have to see this.
No way. No way. Dude. Hold on. National Collectors
Mint. I'll drop it in the Zencast. Hold on here. I'll drop it in the Zencast. Just
scroll
all the way down.
I'll read the link out so everybody can follow.
Well, that first girl's kind of hot.
Oh, my God.
The girl with the glasses?
Oh, no. I guess I got different ones because...
I got different ones. Oh, my God. It's people who've bought the bill and framed, and they're taking selfies with the bill.
And they're all
Dude,
boomers.
Mine are all the same man with the same glasses, and that's really odd.
Wow.
Wow. So we could buy 10 for $179. That's really good. That's all. So for $179, we can buy 10 of these, which gives us $20, which we can buy one goose with.
Yes. It's like a perpetual motion machine.
Kill that goose on film, commit a crime there.
Yeah.
And that's how we do it.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. Wow. We're in the money. And see, and we, you know how much easier this would all be to do if our stupid fucking dog didn't inherit $5 million and they gave some of that to us instead?
Yeah.
This is the best argument for wealth redistribution that I can think of.
Yeah, we would have like $500,000 worth of $2 bills.
Dude, that's praxis. There you go.
Yep.
Don't know if it is or isn't, but sure.
It's a slow news week.
Yeah, fuck your crypto. I'm getting Space Force bills.
I'm getting space bucks.
Space bucks, man.
Yeah.
Trying to fucking scam
you
with Bitcoin.
Basically, I didn't make any progress finding anything to talk about because I just got distracted on that and I couldn't stop clicking around to like see more about it.
And I was kind of relying on you guys to come up with content as usual.
Oh, cool.
So
sure.
As usual. Yeah, nothing new there. Well, we don't have any content, listeners. We've got no content for you today. We blew our load on our PTO. Yeah. There's nothing left to say. I mean, I've got a lot of things on the board that we can talk about, of course. I do want to hear something. There's a Hollywood Reporter story that came out on Twitter. This is something that was shared in the gentleman's chat, and so I feel like I just have to read this out loud because it's really funny. Mm-hmm. Quote, this is not what I wanted to read out, but you need the context. Quote, if you're black, you probably know me being in, like, some of your favorite movies, quote, said SNL host Regina King in her monologue. Quote, if you're white, you probably know me from Watchmen or this monologue right now, unquote, is what she said. That was part of her opening monologue, and for some reason the Hollywood Reporter decided to tweet that. There was, of course, an ensuing discussion. One commenter writes, sorry, but these kinds of monologues do is increase the separation between black and white. I'm white, and the first time I saw Regina was in a movie, Jerry Maguire, and she is without a doubt a fantastic actress. It's not a question of race, but when her performance stood out. Another commenter underneath that commenter, you just proved what she said. That's the first movie you've seen her in? What about when she was a kid and played in 227, Boys in the Hood, Higher Learning? Have you seen any of those? And here comes at Disney underscore catmum underscore. The tweet name Libby Lake 78. Thank you, Libby, for this. She writes at 3 p.m. on Valentine's Day. She writes, I'm a 42-year-old Australian white woman, and I have Higher Learning, Boys in the Hood, Miss Congeniality 2, and Legally Blonde 2, in parentheses, on DVD, no less. So what was the point in the line in her monologue? Generalizing much?
Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
On DVD, no less.
On DVD.
Something that I really wanted to just get that out there. That's around. A great. She handled it with such class.
Yes, class awareness.
Not very humble though.
Just.
No. And I mean, and by the way, all great movies. Yeah. So go check those films out at some point. I would say. So I wanted to read that out so that we got that agenda out of the way. There was also, do you remember the woman who did the Jewish space lasers thing?
No.
Do you remember her?
Oh.
I don't even know.
Okay, so
is.
There was a woman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who opened up
the impeachment hearings,
right? And
my new favorite Twitter follow, you mean?
Oh, she followed you on Twitter.
No. I followed her on Twitter, and she's.
Oh, you followed her on Twitter.
Yeah.
She's really an interesting character.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She had some interesting comments, things like that, whatever. She believed that there was a grand conspiracy theory that was starting all the California wildfires because there was a large conspiracy with several people who had Jewish names among several organizations that did not have Jewish names. And so that was an anti-Semitic thing she did. As they said on television, this is her. So she comes. I learned via the Daily Mail that she had was openly cheating, and I don't like the Daily Mail's slandering here because, in a sense, she wasn't cheating because the guy knew that she was openly cheating on her husband of 25 years with polyamorous tantric sex guru, and then moved on to have another affair with the manager at her gym. So that was what recently they found out that she was doing this. And I thought the picture of the tantric sex guru was very interesting. And so I'm going to
drop
that. I'd like everybody perhaps to go and look up the article that I just posted in that chat for you guys. The title of the article from the Daily Mail being Embattled QAnon Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene openly cheated on her husband of 25 years with a polyamorous tantric sex guru. Oh, and if you can't find it with that, I can't help you any further. The guy is doing a cosplay of Zangief, I believe that is.
I don't know
from
that
Street
is.
Fighter.
Okay.
That's the gentleman that she... So here's the story. Here's the scoop. She has been married to her husband, Perry Green, since 1995, and they have three kids, and... Neither of the men denied having affairs with Green, but did refuse to comment on their specific pasts with Green. Quote, I have no interest in talking about anything to do with that woman. Everything with her comes to no good. That was what fitness manager Justin Tway said, mm-hmm. who was the second guy that she was goofing around with.
Yep.
The first guy could not be reached for comment also. If you check out this article, you get to see some of the photographs of the gentleman.
Really, really incredible stuff here.
Really incredible stuff. The kettlebell work on that one with the little ponytail coming out of the top of his head. The guy, it's very interesting. So just check that article out when you get a chance. You get a lot of really funny photos of these gentlemen. I liked that. Whoa. Yeah. So that was...
Yeah, when you scroll down, there's going to be some bulges that are going to pop out at you.
A lot of bulge. Mm-hmm. She likes bulge, it seems, I would say. That's good. She seems like a very fit woman.
She deserves
bulge. And so I'm glad that these gentlemen are helping her to stay fit in as many ways as possible.
There's a
guy
in what appears to be Warrior 2 in the middle of a waterfall without pants on. Which is good.
Yeah, no pants. That would be Craig Ivey, okay. The tantric sex guru. And in fact, Craig Ivey in this article, I lost it, but here we go. Craig Ivey, the tantric sex practitioner, said specifically, he did get reached for comment, said, "I will not respond to anything about this." So these men... These men are moosed. Keeping quiet. We'll never know. Yeah, for real. Very much moosed in the Daily Mail there. Taylor Greene, actually, who's, if you'll recall, Taylor Greene is the woman who we're talking about here, calls this story in particular a ridiculous tabloid garbage spread by an avowed communist and another attempt to smear my name because I'm the biggest threat to the Democrats' socialist agenda. And her attorney, Lynn Wood, you'll know Lynn Wood if you follow him on Twitter, he's a very interesting guy, said that the article that this came from was intended to smear her with false accusations, half-truths, misrepresentations, out-of-context statements, and agenda-driven lies. Agenda-driven lies. I don't know if they're denying that these two bulgular gentlemen had, you know, affairs with her. I don't know. And I also don't think it's relevant to judge her for those things, but it is kind of funny that she has a type.
Listen,
I will say that.
Yeah, no joke. But she herself is a type. And I think basically most of the guys listening to this will understand exactly what I'm saying when you approach. You know, she's relatively attractive. She's certainly like an archetype.
Powerful
like,
woman.
Yeah, like kind of a powerful woman. Like you know, maybe you're not into that or whatever, but like if you are, like she is attractive. And but she has that, she gives off that vibe where you're like, there are girls that you encounter, you know, when you're dating, when you're, you know, maybe hopping from leaf to leaf, when you're, and where you're like, I'm very attracted to this woman, but it is going to be a disaster. But you, but you go anyway, and she is that one. She is
me
that
at
one.
Donald
she
Trump.
Nothing but trouble, dude. Nothing but trouble. But yeah, it's gonna happen. You know, you feel you just feel like you got sucked into the gravitational pull, and there is just no way out but through.
It really, you know, remember like our boom on the left. She's got the Jewish laser conspiracy theory, and then oh my god, coming in from the right, boom, right in the face. She's banging a tantric sex guru.
Yes. Yep.
She can't be controlled.
She cannot be stopped. She is cannot be stopped, and that is the exact type of woman that she is. She cannot be stopped, and you cannot be stopped getting into trouble when you are around her. That is just what it is.
You're going to be turned into, like, William H. Macy and Boogie Nights.
Do you vote for her more or less because of the tantric sex guru thing?
I think...
Like, what do you think?
I think more.
More? More of a chance because of the tantric sex guru
that
you vote for?
I wonder if she attracts, like, the... I wonder if she gets more of a woman vote for doing shit like that, for just being a total
tantric
maniac.
Sex.
Yeah, and like they're secretly jealous or something. I don't know, maybe not.
Maybe.
I don't understand.
Maybe.
You know who else does tantric sex that is also very attractive?
Who's that?
Sting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does
right.
Sting do tantric sex
stuff?
Yeah,
I remember like some article about that like a while ago.
What?
Yeah.
What
He's super
mean?
Into it. He plows his wife for like 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I have not a lot of tolerance for Sting. You know, low levels of it.
No?
Best.
I'm not.
I love the music.
Oh,
I love the music. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Really? You don't like the Police? I'm surprised.
Not
actually,
really.
A little
yeah,
bit.
I really
vibe with that stuff.
Nah, I really don't like them that much.
Yep. dup, 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 dup.
All right.
That's an album.
All right, now I'm getting angry.
Most. All right, fine. So Sting is.
I've seen them in concert
what,
twice.
The sex?
Oh, that sucks, dude.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, not having sex, God, though.
If the sex is anything like the music,
first
I
problem.
What, 8 hours? Can you do something more than those three notes, please?
That's it. That's listen, and I really like the Police. But it really is a lot of that. All right. Let's move forward because now we've alienated half our audience.
Sensitive about Sting. Shuffling through his CD binder right now, looking for police.
One song that doesn't have the same five chords in it.
Spend the next half hour muttering under my breath.
Walking on the moon. What is that one song? Yeah, he's like muttering all the lyrics. He's like, damn it. It is the same.
He's trying to find.
Walking on the moon.
Every breath you take. It's all the same. It's just sped up or slowed
Roxanne,
down.
You don't have to put on the red light.
Roxanne. God.
Message in a bottle.
Message in a bottle.
Where is he from? Is he English? What is he? Is he from the United States? Oh, he's English? Okay, maybe that's why.
Nah, he's English.
I think once you plow your wife for 8 hours, you're a citizen of the world.
Yeah.
Just get global citizenship at that point.
Plowed my wife for 9 hours.
Every world leader just
hand
gives
me my
you the
passport.
Key to the city.
What if that's how he talks in like in all conversations, and he just gets whatever he wants because people just get so irritated with him? Like, they're like, all right, just stop talking here. Plow me for 8 hours. That's fine.
Trying out new tantric sex.
God.
God.
That's not real. Most of that.
Don't they got that really creepy song about like the kid? Is that them? I don't remember what. Maybe I'm thinking of Aqualung.
Yeah, it's Every Breath You Take, right?
Oh, is that about a child? I don't know. Whatever.
I'm
trying to remember.
No, it's just about like stalking.
I'm trying to remember, but He could just, you know, it would be great if he just went out and did a concert where he wasn't saying anything, like he
it
does all the songs.
It would be better than every other concert.
He plays. He should do like we should do like an out like a take on his music where we just hum all of the sounds that you can hear. And then underlay that with like we just do all humming just to make a stupid point about this. Fuck. All right.
I hate you guys.
I know. There is this.
He was in Dune.
Oh yeah, he was in Dune. That's right.
I've never seen
Dune.
Yeah, so shut up.
So he was in a movie. So shut up.
Is Dune good? Should I see Dune?
Yeah, it's very good.
No, not really.
You don't like that Dune? I know one listener in particular you're upsetting right now. I like the Dune Lynch. I've never read the Dune books, and the Dune Jodorowsky would have been wild, but it didn't happen. So anyway, I got a story for you guys. So I initiated looking up my own weird news just to kind of get a sense of what was going on out there. I want to give you guys a couple of facts. This came out a couple of days ago. This was a big important science story. I'm gonna blow your mind here. So let's get some facts about everybody's favorite farm animal, pigs. Pigs, what can they not do? They cannot sweat. You know that old saying, sweat like a pig? It's not real. They don't have any sweat glands. They roll around in the mud. They roll around in shit in order to stay warm, right? Isn't that an interesting fact?
What the fuck?
Yeah, right. Pigs, here's the second fact for you. Let me keep blowing your mind. is that mother pigs sing to their babies while nursing. Oh. So you get a lot of like, you know, a lot like what we were just doing.
Like
a little
police,
more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so they sing and they do what they have to do. And third, they are very talkative creatures. And it's been scientifically demonstrated that they have at least 20 distinct grunts and squeals that they can make.
Really?
Yeah, that express everything from hunger to calling for mates. So they've
done
all this.
That's 16 more than Sting.
He said they're going to hit a crack.
Right. Aaron drop off. Aaron just drop off. More PTO.
No, keep going, keep going.
So anyway, pigs.
I'm listening.
Everything that I'm demonstrating. Well, this has nothing to do with the police, Aaron, so you'll be fine. They're highly intelligent creatures, and there was a new study released on Thursday that reveals a new thing about them, that they are skilled gamers, too.
Really?
This comes from an article, Thinking Pigs, a comparative review of cognition, emotion, and personality in Sus Domesticus. The conclusion of the study?
Dude.
Yes.
If a pig drops an N-bomb on me in Call of Duty, I'm going to be very angry.
Man. We just rip on your favorite band for an hour, and then you go turn on your headset, and a pig just calls you an N-word.
Wow, what a night. What a night.
Really throw my Xbox.
Yeah, that would be brutal. Yeah. The conclusion of the study was...
We're back to two co-hosts after that. Aaron just ends it.
That would be a great way. That would be great for the show, at the very least.
Yep.
Hold on, I got to sneeze. False alarm. There were several conclusions made. The biggest conclusion in the study was that they found that pigs are suggestive of complex psychologies. A new article drops, however. The acquisition of a joystick-operated video task by pigs. Sus scrofa. I guess that's the name of the type of pig. This study was published... What?
Sounds like another made-up name.
Sus scrofa? Well, I don't know. Look it up.
Yeah.
Sus scrofa.
Oh,
Sus scrofa. Wild boar. Wild boar. Common pig. There you go. Sus scrofa. Published in a journal, Frontiers in Psychology, the paper is a culmination of extensive research into pig intelligence that began in the 1990s by the scientist Stanley Curtis, who is quoted... a legendary swine researcher.
I'll buy it.
Who died in 2010. The paper highlights two Yorkshire pigs named Hamlet and Omelet and two Panepinto micro pigs, which are often used in research and usually weigh between 50 and 70 pounds, whose names were Ebony and Ivory, all of whom were kept at a Pennsylvania state facility. The pigs were trained at, quote, rudimentary joystick-operated video game tasks that had originally been created to test chimpanzees and rhesus monkeys. They learned how to manipulate a joystick with their snouts to move a computer cursor over a screen, and once they maneuvered the cursor to hit a wall, a treat dispenser connected to the joystick would deliver a snack. The game had varying levels of difficulty from the number of walls that would have appeared on the screen, decreasing from 4 to 1, increasing. The pigs, this is noted in the article, all of whom were farsighted, eventually excelled at the game through their performance, which varied at the higher difficulties. Ivory, one of the micro pigs, for instance, hit an impressive 76% target on the one-walled target. But a couple of problems quickly arose. An unexplained incident, they don't talk about it in the paper, initially had to lead to two of the Yorkshire pigs being terminated from testing and the data was lost. They didn't say why.
What?
Beyond that, they quickly realized that the pigs
dropped N-bombs.
were limited, quote, in both dexterity and paw, snout, and eye coordination needed to hit the right side one-walled target, and so the joystick had to be redesigned, and they lost a bunch more data. And then finally, Hamlet and Omelet were both forced to retire after 12 weeks of training, because they had grown, quote, too large to stand long enough to complete the sessions.
Oh, man.
Omelet,
just like regular gamers,
subsequently developed health problems and forcibly was euthanized after the study had concluded.
This is an allegory for gamers.
That's what I was picking up. That's what I was picking up. So, quote, was this study a success? Let's hear what they say. Quote, that the pigs achieved a level of success they did on the task that was significantly outside their normal frame of reference is in itself remarkable and indicative of their behavioral and cognitive flexibility, the study states, pointing out that even when the joystick broke, the hogs continued to make correct responses when rewarded only with verbal and tactile reinforcement, meaning if when the joystick broke and they didn't get food, they would still do what they were told if somebody, like, called them a good boy and pat them on the head.
Yeah. Are you winning, son?
The study notes that pigs didn't perform as well as chimps or rhesus monkeys that were trained with the similar joystick and speculated that this was probably because the swines had to move their joystick with their snouts. Future studies, quote, of the cognitive capacities of pigs and other domestic species may benefit from the use of touchscreens and other shit like that, whatever. Finally, there was a press release that corresponded with the release of this paper in which Crony, one of the lead scientists, suggested, here we go, quote, scientists already know the pigs are capable of various tasks of learning and the same sort of basic obedience commands that come along with things like come and sit to more complex behaviors that require people to change the rules of the game, and one study even showed that pigs can use mirrors to find hidden food in the enclosure. This sort of study is important, she said, because any sentient beings, especially pigs, and how we interact with them matters to them. We therefore have an ethical obligation to understand how pigs acquire information and what kind of capacity they have for learning. There you go. Following the study, they put this at the end of the study, which I really liked. Other than Omelette, who died because they, I don't know, they had health issues.
Jesus.
Hamlet, Crony said, is currently spending the rest of his life on a bed and breakfast farm, which could be a euphemism, but I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. While Ebony and Ivory, the two Panepinto micro pigs, retired to a children's petting zoo. Hamlet was also featured on a short documentary originally produced by the BBC that's now visible for viewing on YouTube called Farm Animals and Us. And the film compared his gaming prowess with that of a Jack Russell Terrier who struggled to master the joystick game even after a year of training.
Just roasting the Jack Russell. Come on, you idiot.
The poor Pig's Jack Russell. So that was the story that I had looked up that I just wanted to read weird news.
Yeah,
today that's what I wanted to do is just read weird news, and that's what I got. This is the kind of thing that they're currently researching, is whether or not pigs can play video games. And Aaron, I also noticed the really scary parallels.
That would be funny. Speaking of those parallels, that would be funny if the intent of the study never was to understand if they could play video games, because it was already understood that they could, but whether their health would deteriorate just like human gamers. And that was the intent of the study from the get-go. It's like, we'll train them how to play video games.
It's going to reignite Gamergate.
Yes, Gamergate.
Yeah,
too.
Can you imagine that they weren't even drinking Mountain Dew and eating Hot Pockets all day, and one of them died because it was too fat.
It was just got too overweight.
Imagine if the male pigs
what
did
I
better
don't
than
understand.
The female pigs. Oh. Kotaku would be on that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. The other thing that I found really disconcerting was there's an unexplained incident.
Yes.
That forced the Yorkshire pigs to be terminated. And I read the study where they talk about that part, and there's no explanation. They just say that that's what happened, is two of them had to be terminated. Not the pigs, but the pigs' research had to be terminated.
So
I don't
strange.
Know where the pigs went.
I also like that they were losing data left and right, apparently. Like, were you not...
It seems like, without making any accusations as to the veracity of the study, because this is a comedy podcast and we don't have the legal ability to do something like that anyway, it's odd that they lost data that much.
Seems like a common
It's
theme.
Really odd. I don't know what's going on. I like that they have 20 grunts and sound effects, though. That's
crazy.
Great stuff. Do you think that any of those are like, oh, I want
to
stop
Well, they need
playing.
To leave the door open for more federal grants.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
you're
they
right.
lost the data, yeah. Well, we were making headway.
That's
but
right. As far as I could tell, this was some sort of an animal rights thing. Like, this was all done by animal rights groups, I guess, with the long-term intention of we can't eat pigs because they're sentient.
Because they can play video games.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. On this podcast, I've already
we can't kill pigs because they're player number 8 in this Halo game. We don't have a full squad.
You can't kill
them
until
him.
After the Smash tournament.
No, bro, he's my healer.
So that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the long-term purpose of, but what I like is pigs make delicious breakfast food, and they're also great at video games. So I'm just learning more things that they're great for. Yeah.
They moved up.
Which is really nice.
They moved up in standing.
It doesn't mean, like, to me, like, we can eat. Here's what I'm going to, again, I've already had a couple of controversial animal takes on this podcast, including beating a goose to death with other geese. But I'm also going to do another one here. I'm not convinced that just because something is sentient, we can't eat it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Is that fair? And so that argument then, I just want to get that out there. Just because you can think and you have a self-consciousness, I might still eat you.
I see that you are, you see people coming for your preferred breakfast food and you're making, hedging. You're starting to angle.
I'm not, by making that statement saying I have a particular preference for any kind of food, you know, so as to say if someone would accuse me of advocating for cannibalism, I'm saying just because you have a self-consciousness does not mean feel any like moral problem with eating you. I just don't think you would taste good, and also acquiring your meat would be unethical. But I don't think that for pigs. And so let's just clear all that nonsense out right now. You can eat a sentient being. Do we have any agreement or disagreement there, listeners? Can you eat a sentient being? I can. Can you?
All right, and that wraps up our first episode of Dahmercast.
I'm all for Chinese wet markets. glad we can all agree on that.
Car is trying to. All right, let's get away from this. actually.
Yeah, no, I like eating pigs. So.
Me too. Big fan. If a pig looked at you and said, "Please don't eat me," would you eat him? I probably would not. I would probably say, okay, because you've asked.
Yes, I probably.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think I would.
Right?
That's fair.
And so when they can learn to request their survival, then they
are granted their survival.
Yeah, right. And so that's the rule. That's the one rule.
That's the rule.
That's the one libertarian rule.
Yes. If something requests that you do not eat it, you must relent.
I think that would be a good.
I think it's reasonable.
Yeah,
I think it fits.
That's good.
The, you know,
that's
structure.
Right.
That, fits somewhere on the scaffolding of libertarianism.
I'm sure that puts us somewhere
man, you
on
know
the political
what?
Spectrum.
I bet all those researchers were vegans and they just didn't have the strength to maintain that data.
Yeah, they couldn't lift the pencil.
Physically?
They couldn't lift the pencil to the paper. can...
yes. That's maybe we
they
can
couldn't...
do a counter study.
They
now,
couldn't
okay.
lift the USB drive.
I can't get the flash drive up.
How much to buy a Sus domesticus. Sus domesticus.
It's made up.
Sus domesticus. How much does it cost? How much to buy one? You can't buy one, it seems. You have to.
Can't buy one because they don't exist.
Well, there's about 14 million of them running around Texas, I can tell you that.
A whole hog would be $4.50 a pound for a whole hog. I don't know if that's eating the hog or buying the whole hog.
We're going to have to convert into $2 exchange rate and figure that out, but we can do that after the show.
No. I don't like it. All right. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. It's something I don't want to do.
No.
All right. We'll stick with the geese. We'll stick with
Let's
the geese.
That.
Right? Yeah.
That's
okay.
Probably more manageable.
Probably. Aaron, what do you got going on? Anything? Anything you noticed on the timeline?
Oh yeah, let's talk about our new innovative and fucking fun way to troll people.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the towers.
What is the deal there? Yeah, explain towering to the listeners who probably already know, but you know, for the sake of it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of overlap with Tower Gang and Timeline Earth. What we've been doing is we got into a DM room and we've been coordinating things to spell out in individual letters on people that we don't like's threads, various slurs and epithets that we know for a fact will draw a reaction. And so far, so good. A lot of us have managed to get suspended, but it's unclear whether it's related to towering or if it's for, you know, other slurs or epithets that we weren't, that we couldn't eschew the algorithm. But the good thing about towering is that it shows a level of coordination that you don't normally see, like, within libertarian circles. Most of us, you know, are fine with memeing or, you know, getting in arguments, Ace. And just going it alone. But this is kind of a organized approach that is new and innovative. I mean, towering's been around for a while, but it's usually just kind of an incidental thing. Like, you'll see somebody post an N, and then I'll come in and post an I.
And you'll just post the rest of the word.
The towering, towering obviously originated before Have Fun Staying Poor, but that's where I first saw it, is Have Fun Staying Poor, the Bitcoin thing. But it has evolved now to where I see everybody doing towers, not just this Tower Gang group, but I see some outgroupers now using it, which is a little unfortunate, but listen, it's a tool. Everybody can use it.
Yeah, it's a tool, and it's a way to eschew the algorithm because it's not going to trip on just a single letter. You have to get reported, and then a Twitter moderator has to physically look at it. So
it's true.
More the merrier. The more strain we can put on their resources,
That's a way to turn that into an acceleratory point.
Can I tell you my favorite part of it? By the way, I think he used the word askew twice. I'm not convinced it was correct, time, but I don't know what the word means.
I didn't catch that.
So I have no means to check it.
It is.
Okay. Well, either way, my favorite part about the towers is the GIF, the celebratory GIF or GIF. I don't care, as we've covered many times, I don't care to get into a discussion over that. The celebratory moving video
at the
very end. Yes. And it is the best. And like one I saw, I think it was. I can't remember which tower it was at the bottom of, but it was so good. And Guy Fox or whatever, Fox_Guy_, like put that fucking Monty Python. It's a blessing. A blessing from the Lord. Like at the bottom. And dude, I was dying.
It is very important to not only get all the letters right, and they got to be capitalized. Don't fuck around. And then the person at the end who has the grandest responsibility of capping it off. You know, you got to do the right, you got to pick it right, and you can't want to be the guy who caps it off. It just has to happen spontaneously.
Yes, it just has to happen.
Yeah, you can't be the guy who
waits.
Yeah,
it's a blessing.
Like, you know, when we first started, we had a lot of fuck-ups, a lot of lack of coordination. You have, like, double letters, and but it didn't take long for us to really get it down.
No, you guys have been impressive. I have not. I don't know if I've really participated in any so far, but I've been watching and it's been.
Yeah, it's a really.
I mean, we're definitely all going to get banned. They're going to come out with something. Like they're going to update the algorithm or something.
It would be. It would still.
But
take
in the
a
meantime.
While. Yeah, it would still be a hard thing to do that.
Absolutely. And it's like my dream of having an organized brigading mechanism.
Yeah, that's true. We've been talking about it. Who do you think bears the most responsibility if they were going to suspend one
top.
Person or several people?
Top letter.
Top? Yeah. Okay, that's kind of what I figured.
Top letter,
top and,
bottom. And then bottom letter, and then in sequential order down upwards every other letter. That I think there's a logic to it. Is top letter is the most responsible, bottom letter is second most, and then going bottom to top in that order. That's what I think. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So Twitter mods, if you need anybody to, you know, help clean up the website,
we'll clean up the website.
You do that very readily. Good. That was productive. Good. I'm glad we got a lot of things done. We talked about no actual news happening besides the impeachment. That's good.
Because I don't know any of it, really. I mean,
no news. Well, I feel like not much actually happened. Now I could be saying that and completely forgetting a lot of stuff. But if that's the case, I feel blessed.
Yeah, it does feel like it's been
very
slow.
Blessed.
I don't feel blessed. Really
No?
I know my episode comes out on Friday. I'll tell you right now, I've only done preliminary work.
Okay.
No actual recording, but it'll get there. It's going to happen.
Okay, so you're looking ahead at your week today, being Wednesday, the 17th, and you're saying, well, I have 48 hours to get something up on the website.
Yep.
No, I have 48 hours to get it up. He's got to.
Yeah, hey, you know what? You have 47 hours and 55 minutes to get something to burn.
Some people cave under pressure. I make diamonds.
That's true.
Yeah. If anything, Bird has like three hours.
Do you have a topic?
It's going to have like 3 hours to edit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I better do it. Oh, that's God. True. That's true.
Do you have a topic?
I've been taking snippets out of useful Leninist literature. And I'm going to expound on them.
I thought you were
going to
say taking snippets out of my show or Bird's show or something. you like copy our homework.
Man, Aaron,
commentary. You're just making fun of it segment by segment. You're just clowning.
Oh, yeah, you should do an episode where you take one of our old episodes and use the
just
audio
word
and then comment over it and shit all over it.
Oh, man, like an MST 3000 type thing?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You could definitely get something like that. There was one other thing. Car not long ago, since we're wrapping the episode up here, Car not long ago, we discussed with the listeners the idea of perhaps doing Patreon content and setting up the Patreon and what our first Patreon piece of content would be. And I think we arrived at the point where I put a poll up on the internet on my timeline, and it was a question of if we were going to do a first episode and it was eat spicy stuff, would you want us to eat a pepper whole or would you want us to eat a certain amount of hot sauce? The hot sauce, I believe, won. If the pepper won, it doesn't matter.
What
we've, a made
fucking
a, we've made a, an
God,
agreement
I hate
here.
Our fucking audience.
Why, you want to do the pepper?
I just hate our audience. I just want to put
sauce?
That out there.
Oh, okay.
I wanted the
pepper. You're
going
to hate them more. Here's the issue with the pepper. Is there's no way of standardizing the heat of the pepper. And so we have to all be experiencing roughly the same, at least objective amount of Scovilles. What I think we're going to do is we're going to do a certain measured amount of hot sauce. We're going to put it onto a cut piece of bell pepper because, as we discussed, Carr, you have to get the crunch for the listeners.
Gotta get the crunch.
You gotta get that crunch noise
effect.
And we'll put the hot sauce on the slice of bell pepper, like a cup, and then eat it like that. You get the crunch noises, and we'll begin to suffer. And then I just say we do a regular episode like that, suffering. And perhaps halfway through, we have to do it again. Now, the question of whether or not we swallow, I think we don't have to swallow because you get the full effect of the heat without having to shit in pain the next day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's best, but perhaps the listeners will harangue us and tell us to have to suffer through that shit. I don't know.
Me and Carr are old men. We will get heartburn.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah,
I also get heartburn, so I'm probably also an old man.
Well,
so my stock is this going to be the first page?
I think this has to be. Yeah.
Have we made any headway on what type of hot sauce? Or
see, now that is the next question, Carr. As I figured, there's several options that we have. Mm-hmm. We have ghost pepper sauce, we have Carolina Reaper sauce, or we've got, I don't know, some other sauce X or something like that. Some crazy, crazy hot sauce. I think they're all pretty fucking hot. But it has to be enormously
I think Carolina
hot.
Reaper is the third hottest pepper in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The third hottest pepper in the U.S., one of the two. And then ghost pepper, I think, is the first. But there's, like, no flavor at all.
It doesn't have to
be.
I
guess if you just want
to
suffer.
Yeah, we have to just suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. All peppers, we got a little gift set. Oh, yeah. So maybe we'll go for the Carolina Reaper. I will organize this on the timeline. I'll put up more polls like, hey, if we had to do a hot sauce, which hot sauce do you want us to do? If we had to do an amount, which amount do you want us to do? I'm thinking probably 2 spoonfuls, like a real mouth coater to like really have us regret it.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, we'll discuss this more off air, but just for the listeners.
No, we can't do a mouthful of Carolina Reaper. We'd be like incapacitated.
Yeah, that might be the point. I don't know. We have to see. We have to see what the listeners want. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it can't be easy for us, you know? We gotta whore ourselves out.
Like, you do a little fucking Coke spoon.
No, you can't do a Coke spoon.
Like a little fucking little
snuff.
No,
that's some baby shit. Like, why? If you wanted to snort the hot sauce, I agree, but you don't want to go that far. I promise.
See, I've only had Carolina Reaper in powder form, and even that was, like, almost unbearable.
Yeah, well, you better get ready.
Carolina Reaper,
You better get
ready. Like, I wanted to leave for it.
Well, you're going to want to leave the show, so We'll coordinate this off air. I just wanted to obligate us on the air to it, just so everybody knows what the deal is. And we'll, you know, entice you to join the Patreon so you can hear us suffer. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Are we going to do that? Are we going to do that relatively soon here?
Oh, yeah. Very soon. I'm going to be coordinating this tomorrow, Thursday. And then very soon we will have to do an episode on it. And I think it'll be a different kind of episode where we don't do the regular news, but we'll do a topic or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Set up that Patreon and let the cash flow in.
Oh, yeah. $8,
baby. The first cash. Yeah, yeah. Eight bucks we can split for our medical bills.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Cool.
All
right.
It's all
good.
Going to crash.
Now we're obligated. That'll be up hopefully within 2 weeks. I mean, that's the max. I'd like to get this up as soon as possible because now that I've obligated it to us, does it sound like something you want to prolong? Not me.
No.
So now we're obligated, Carr.
We could have
obligation.
A neutral third party administer it.
We
too.
Could because we're all in the same studio. We could.
Is the, do we have like a Mexican pepper specialist?
We could get the elf. Hand.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We can
true.
Get the elf. I'm sure she'd
be
happy to.
If there's anybody that wants to see us suffer.
Yeah, that's true. She does. Yeah. That's true.
Everybody. Everybody listening to this right now, yeah. All right. Well, let's do that. We'll pick a topic.
It's gonna suck a lot.
Yeah, it's gonna suck a lot.
Should be a very hot topic, too. Like something that gets us really frustrated. Maybe we should also be drunk. Yeah. Maybe we can do that for the second episode as we get drunk first, and then we do the
dude.
Heat.
Yeah.
The heat.
Okay. Now
okay.
We're
yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe now one of us will get drunk, one of us will get high, and one of us will be sober, and we'll decide how that works, and then we'll see what the effects are on the person. God, imagine being high
and blasting
yourself with Carolina Reapers. Oh, a religious experience.
That.
Yeah.
All right, let's.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Everything Aaron's wrap us badges up from the stings. From the stings. All right, until next week. Keep two hands on the wheel. Squaw.